أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we're still in the blessed month of Sha'ban, just very shortly approaching the blessed month of Ramadan, I wanted to take an opportunity once again to look at a hadith about the 12th Imam, about Imam al-Mahdi. May God hasten his noble advent and his return. And as we have been speaking about in our previous discussion, and we want to repeat again today, is the fact that this blessed month of Sha'ban is the one in which the Imam was born. And obviously the believers are eagerly anticipating his return to this situation that we see in the world today. And we know that we as believers can do whatever it is that we try, but ultimately we need a divine support, we need a divine helper, and that is none other than Imam al-Mahdi, who will return to bring about justice and equality and fairness upon this earth, and to rid the earth of corruption and evil and vice and wickedness. In the tradition which we want to reflect upon very briefly today, we want to look at what the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, have said in relation to the 12th Imam. And we read the following within our books of traditions. Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon both of them, has said, "Know your Imam, because indeed if you have a deep cognizance, knowledge of him, and this command, meaning his advent, is brought closer or delayed, then it will not have an effect upon you and your faith." One of the keys that we have in Islam, which our Prophet has told us about, and which has been reiterated by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, and as our scholars have also time and time again told us, is that we as a community of people awaiting the advent of the Imam of our time, we need to know who he is. We need to recognize him for who he is. We need to know the traits of him. We need to know what are the signs which will become a precursor for his return. We need to know all of these various issues concerning Imam al-Mahdi. May God's peace and blessings be upon him, and may God hasten his return. And as the Imam says in this beautiful tradition, that we need to have that level of knowledge and awareness. And when we have that level of knowledge and awareness, whether his return would come immediately and very close, or whether it would be delayed and maybe we would not even see it, that it would not affect us in either way, because of the fact that we would be firm in our commitment and unwavering in our stance of support of the Imam. And as the traditions mention, that were we to die before the return of the Imam of our time, we ask God in supplication, the dua of Ahad, the supplication of the pact, that we ask God to raise us up from our graves, ready to help and assist the Imam. But that can only take place if we know the Imam. If we don't know him, if we don't understand him, we don't know his mission, we don't know anything about him, then how can we even anticipate his return? And so we have to ensure that as a community of believers who are working towards the goal of the advent of our Imam, that we know who he is. Not only the incidental characteristics, his name, his place of birth, date, family members, all of these things which we can pick up from any, you know, website or book, or we can Google, but rather the very intricate aspects of his life, the signs which would be the precursor of him returning. We need to know these signs, and we need to identify and be able to pinpoint when he returns through the usage of these signs, so that God forbid we do not become misguided and take somebody who is not the Imam to be the Imam and the guide and the leader. And as we close in this blessed month of Sha'ban and we get ready to welcome in the blessed month of Ramadan, we ask our Creator, God Almighty, to help us to gain a better understanding of the Imam of our age, and that we can do all that we can do which is in our disposal to serve and help him and those things which are near and dear to him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.